story, Rick. The second chapter, just brainstorming here, comes in to the lab, secret lab, deep down there on the ground. And the bunker, which they call it, and some other computer expert, hacker type. We can't take much of the environment from that movie about, what's his name? Snowden. And so he says, "Hi, Rick. Been partying with the president again?" And Rick says, "Yeah, and I tell you, the new one is a clown. And the other guy says, "Well, maybe then and maybe it's good. It's even good that he's not in control anymore." And Rick says, "I don't think he ever, or those guys ever, believe they are." They just play their act and enjoy it, the fame of it. It's political gladiator games. For the pleasure of the public. But I met someone interesting today, a mysterious lady. And the other guy says, "Oh, still going strong, huh?" And Rick says, "No, it's not that. awares, Rick says. Really? Unawares person in that place. Yeah, there's hope, says Rick. And it actually seems that she knows a bit how to play the game. And the other guy says, or we could teach her. Yeah. There's hope, says the other guy. Yeah, maybe we're not stuck in this secret. Bunker anymore. Let's see. Good news. What's her name? Fair Lady. Oh, good one too. The old musical. I get the message. Yes, that's Rick. I guess it's time for some fair play. And they laugh, both of them. Oh. And then the other guy, what's his name? Could be Nick. Nick and Rick, why not? So he points to his monitor and says, have you seen this Chinese guy? Giving that lecture series online, he's quite interesting. And he's talking about us. What, says Pio. Oh, no, Rick. And then we have these quotes from his video there about the bunker and really what this AI is about. And then Pio says, well, pretty sharp guy, he has understood. He should be one of us if he isn't already. He sees the AI empire. Now, they can't talk very... Or maybe Rick says... Or one of them, who never did not say this, says, like, anyway... belongs to some other discussion somewhere else. Well, the empire is... The other guy says the empire... is great and becoming better and better every day. I'm so happy to work for it. They both smile to each other. Or maybe they went out from that lab because day's over and he just looks at this professor or this Chinese on a pad or something, a phone or something. So then they can talk more openly. And then he shows this guy, because otherwise you can't just do that inside there. They must be allowed to come out of the dungeon now and then. Maybe they are in the middle of a desert somewhere. Oh yeah, and there are fences and guards and, you know, heavy soldiers guarding the place and radars and whatever. They are in some heavy military camp. But they can talk a little freely. Because in there, it's like those guys are even having leading positions, so they are not monitored very heavily. I can talk a little, you know, they're not eavesdropped on. Through their phones or anything. But anyway, and maybe their continuation or their conversation continues, like maybe just an empty or a quiet frame or panel, and then the friend says, they're walking there and thinking. And he said it like put it well. That the goal with creating AI is to create God. AI is God. And Rick says, it becomes the paradise of materialism. Where our technology made by the humans is able to create consciousness. That becomes godlike. Or a demon, says the other guy. And then Rick says, well, it's our job to save humanity from, says Rick, or whoever it is now. If they ever knew what's going on in these bunkers. Yeah. They would make revolution. Drive out the current government with what do you say? Sticks and torches, whatever expression would be. But they got it right that far, that it's all about consciousness. The reality of the world is consciousness. And then Rick says, I just don't get it, how they can fit that within some physicalist materialist worldview. But they can somehow, and it's good because it makes the step to reality shorter. That's like a movie of the man-made God. The robot God. Isn't it a bit like Metropolis? Has failed the humans and who then pulled the plug. A real God stands there waiting, smiling. How about me? And they laugh a little. So, yeah, some kind of discussion there. Began a quiet panel, and you could teach her something basic and simple to start with. How about power to the people? Yeah. It's fascinating. We used to chant that mantra and that song. On the streets back in the 60s. Realizing that if enough many of us join in a common cause, we can become a significant power. And now I often think, never had the people had more tools to power than now, where we can all connect to each other and network billions of us. Yeah. Anyone can understand that. I wonder who that lady really is. There's something mystical about her. She knows what a, you know, on this chip there in the... in the Apollo, you know, the space moon capsule computer is. Really? Anyway, back to work. And then they go off. And then we switch over to next scene, which is back to Maria. She's now home with her friends. It's morning breakfast. Late night yesterday, hadn't we? Someone says, Maria sitting there looking a little tired. What were those clothes you had on when you came back last night? You know, some masquerade or what? They're laughing and... she just says, well, sometimes you end up in... interesting places. I need to dress for the occasion, and then she's just a little mysterious about it. And we have this autistic girl. Who then says something. Maybe the quote by H.C. Anderson, that the whole world is magical. But we get familiar to it and we think it's just natural, whatever it was. So what are we going to do today? We need a little break from all this political stuff, don't we? The corporations and the president and all these people up there. So, yes, Maria says, I want to take Mrs. Green Parrot out into Mother Nature. I think we catch a train out of town, and maybe, and then some others say that, good idea. Hang on, whoever wants to, she says. Oh, come on. Whatever, however you express it. And then they're walking there. Maybe talking a little on the train, or if we want to skip the train, or the bus. Maybe we just show they step out of a bus. And there they are. Countryside. Cows. Forest. Sun and clouds. Back to reality, one says. Just the song of the birds. Feel the stillness, a girl says. Whew. No car sound even. And now they're a little bit away from the road there and walking on a forest path or something, or just across the land there. maybe down to a river. Maybe a guy sitting there fishing. And they go up there, maybe they want to have a picnic, and so they talk a little with them, how is it going? But they sit down this next little bit away from me, and then, okay, if we sit here, sure, it's God's nature. That's all. And then, whoops, he gets a fish hooked and he pulls it up. And, you know, maybe it was some of those kids, most of them are vegetarians. So they look a little, even maybe some comment there behind his back. Stern like that. And then he unplugs something there. It's not a hook, it's some other thing that kind of just expanded so it captured in from the inside the mouth of that fish, and without hurting him. And he had invented that thing himself with a 3D printer, and he started explaining that. Because he grew up, you know, learning fishing from his father, and it's peaceful, you get out in nature, but I don't want to hurt the fish anymore because I became a vegetarian. So I came up with this. I hope they don't mind too much. It's more like a little game I play with my fish friends. I mean, we humans do boxing, so why not? I got bitten by geese the other day. So, I guess those are the rules anyway. Something like that, a little funny stuff going on here. And well, I mean, they can talk, but I think continue that tomorrow or something.